Sweden preemptively deports Pastor Fred Phelps, that is. 3rd of August, 2006, Reverend Zim for News. Helsinki, Sweden. King Carl the... XVI is 16. Yeah. King Carl the 16th, Gustav of Sweden, has declared wacko religious nut Pastor Fred Phelps as persona non grata in the land of reindeer and vodka. Phelps includes the country of Sweden as one of the countries God hates because of their inferior morality and terrible food. Despite the fact that Phelps has never been to Sweden, nor does he wish to visit, the king issued the statement of preemptive deportation as part of his proclamation on how to be Swedish. Quote, just in case Pastor Bizarro, meaning Phelps, thinks he should stop by for tea or to break Ick Green out of jail, unquote. Excuse me. Jeez, shouldn't eat so soon. So close to these broadcasts. Oh, excuse me. When asked why Green would need breaking out when Sweden's Supreme Court overturned the verdict, sparing him a sentence, King Gustav said, "Yes, but we're talking about a real mouth-breathing moron here. You never know, he's unstable and stupid, and therefore unpredictable," unquote. To quote Fred Phelps on Sweden, quote, fags have a three-point agenda. 1, decriminalize sodomy. 2, add fags to protected classes as victims like blacks. And 3, criminalize gospel preaching against fags. Sweden's doom is now irreversible, unquote. Apparently Phelps took umbrage at the Swedish court's support of fags, sodomites, and anti-Christians when they sentenced their own homegrown nutcase in the form of Pentecostal Christian pastor Ake Green to 1 month in jail under Sweden's law against hate speech. Quoting Wikipedia, quote, in 2002, the Swedish Parliament included references to sexual orientation in a list of groups protected against persecution in the form of threats and expressions of disdain. The list appears in the section of Swedish criminal law, Brottsbalken, known as the Act on Persecution of Minority Groups, Lagen om hets under folkgrupp. At his church in Borgholm, Green delivered a sermon in which he described homosexuality as abnormal, a horrible cancerous tumor in the body of society, and to homosexuals themselves as perverts whose sexual drive the devil has used as his strongest weapon against God, unquote. He also said that a person cannot be a Christian and a homosexual at the same time. Such legislation is clearly immoral to weirdo Christians, at least those at Westboro Baptist Church and drive-through sodomite abuse in Topeka, Kansas. Christian or not, Fred Phelps is not welcome in Sweden anytime soon. This has been Reverend Zim with a slight case of indigestion. Thank you for suffering.